at you. You look mad.
It's insane. I can't stop looking in the mirror.
I mean,
it's really,
You know what it is? It's Glinda, but like horror.
It's assaulting.
Yes. It's a violent, it's aggressively pink. Like it's, violently pink.
Yes. It's honestly,
it's not inviting.
It's not, it's scary.
Yeah.
There's something scary
about
it.
It's not soft or like fluffy. This is not, this is barbed wire Barbie.
Yeah. You know? It's sort of like a experimental film.
Like, yeah. Like the Oppenheimer experiment, the atomic bomb.
It feels like it feels like it's not meant to be scary, but it's meant to be unnerving.
And it is achieving that.
Like something dressed up so sweet that it actually turns your stomach.
Sickeningly sweet.
Yeah, this much pink and like this much blue eyeshadow.
I think it's the saturation in like the shapes of the face. It really does give like makeup food poisoning.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like how high the brows are, and they're like kind of straight across.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah,
they're in the middle of my forehead. Phenobarbital made this hair.
Wonderful.
She turned it out. Yeah,
she sure did.
Last night I DJ'd at Heart because they had Aqua there.
Aqua, Barbie girl,
who's playing in LA tonight.
Oh.
Yes, I had a DJ gig because I did Looking Good, Feeling Gorgeous at Heart West Hollywood. And I don't think this is a secret. They let me, instead of paying a location fee, do an appearance. So I saved a bunch of money on location fees. So I was like, love it.
You love to save money. You love a deal. You love a bargain.
To save money. Music videos are expensive.
Yeah, no, they are. And you pay for them.
And I pay for them. But then again, you and I have had conversations with signed artists who've told us that they make like less than 20% of their own music sales. So
I know.
It really, like, you have to pay for the video, but you do make more. So I don't know. But at this point, all artists are fighting over a fraction of a cent you get from Spotify.
No shit.
So who cares?
Who cares?
But you and I, or I did a gig last night with Aqua, and Aqua Aquarium was one of my first CDs. I felt one of my contacts just move.
No, that was the door.
Aqua Aquarium. I had that CD. Mm. And so meeting them was very thrilling because in 1997, I had their CD.
97 was a great year for everything.
And I would say that that's probably one of the only bands that is Europop that I like.
I was going to say, it's pretty like Eurovision kind
of. I actually think you would like some of it.
I do. I do like some of it.
It's a little bit more hyper pop, like Red Bull Sweet. Like, you like darker, sexier.
But I can get into like, you know, Little Big.
Like, Little Skibbety, Big?
Little Big. They're huge, a Russian band that's like very gimmicky, like Aqua.
Yes.
Very similar energy. Crazy music videos, but their songs like skibbity dee dee, skibbity dee dee dee, boop boop boop.
Yeah.
Skibbity dee boop boop, boop 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 boop.
And that's what inspires you, because I've heard your writing. So it's sort of like that.
Like techno dancer.
Oh yeah.
Techno dancer.
I will be your daddy.
That's
shit
it.
Like that.
Exactly. I have small penis, or I have big penis.
Yeah. And then it's like, what I love about Aqua is what I love about the B-52s, the male female call and response.
That's what they
where
do
it's
too.
A girl baby voice who's like mama mama mama, and then the guy's like rah, 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 rah.
That's literally love. Little Big.
Yeah.
That's literally like it's like, it's gonna take more than one margarita. I'm gonna be your sweet señorita. It's like so crazy. It's so cheesy, but it's viral on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, it was.
This looks viral on YouTube.
It's viral for sure. It's a viral load. It's a viral load.
Well, who's the designer of this gorgeous gown?
This is Heatherette's very own Trevor Rains, who built this for me. And can you believe it? It still fits.
Oh my God. Well, it's stretch, honey.
Well, she had a big ass then. She's got a big ass now. It's actually a little big, but I was thicker at this moment.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's not, but I love it. It's what I like about it is
it's
what I liked about when I looked like this. Mm. What I liked about it was that I looked crazy.
Crazy, yes.
And this type of adornment looks crazy, and I liked looking crazy.
Your colors are pink and pink.
I was also very into asymmetry at the time, so all my hair was to one side, always a bow on one side, jewelry on one hand, like I don't know what.
That's so wild because you have such a geometrically symmetrical face. Or
that's the goal.
Is it to distract or to?
Yeah, anybody who watches my YouTube video, did you just hear this person say that my makeup's symmetrical?
No, I mean the blueprint is.
We hope. Yeah.
When you lay the foundation, sometimes it's not.
Are you good with symmetry with makeup?
Are you fucking kidding me? Hell to the fuck no.
No, it's hard.
Hell to the fuck no.
It's hard. And you know what I found? I can look in the mirror and not see it. And then later when I see a picture, I go, are you kidding me? One eye is like.
I'm like, so when did I turn cross-eyed completely? Like, have I always been cross-eyed? Like.
I know.
It's so crazy. And I don't, have you ever like eyeballed something if you're doing a measurement, like on a, you know, a shelf, you're hanging a shelf or something.
Oh, like, and you're like, that looks right. I got it.
4 inches wrong. I mean, I it's know. Like so, it's so embarrassing. That's like me with, I have to go, that's why like going left to right constantly, I feel like is good. But my face is so asymmetrical, I can't follow the natural shapes. Yeah.
Can I tell you more about the gig last night?
Please? Oh, sorry.
So it was unbearably hot. When I left, I got in the car and I'm sweating. I'm wet. My wig, this wig was drip. This wig was dripping.
I want to come. This is falling. I want to come to these gigs and just watch with binoculars.
I was so wet.
I want to see you suffer.
It was so wet. Every time I powdered, it got worse, like more worse. Yeah. And then I'm sitting in the car and the club owner goes, well, we're trying to track down who had turned the air off. And I go,
oh, someone was responsible for
and
that?
And he said, they found out who turned the air off. And like I said, they will be dealt with. He goes, yeah, we want to have you back in August. I go, yeah, I'd love to get on the phone with you and talk to you about air conditioning. I literally just said that.
Karma is real and she will come for you. What is that that thing that Kim, she said about you in the fake feud?
Oh, Kim's in a fake feud with me like every few months. I think right now Shay's in a fake feud with me.
Perfect.
What happens is like, Shay or Kim will text me like, it's time for another feud. This is what I think we should. And Shay or Kim will be like, I think this is what we should fight about. And then a week or two later, out of the blue, I'll wake up to Kim being like, you never change, bitch.
Yeah. You're still the same musty, dusty, no talent, having as fat bitch you always were. The truth will come out. Trust and believe.
Oh, Kim and Shay love to be like, wow, you've changed. Money really changes people. I'm like, oh, are you guys latchkey children? Are you guys poverty?
Sorry you never made any money.
Sorry you're all apparently broke. So I'm at the gig. It's so hot. And then I would come back into the gig because I love Heart. I love that bar. So fun. Great dressing room. Great everything.
Heart is that the new...
It's used to be Rage.
Rage, got it.
So,
Nice. Rage to Heart.
Yeah, Heart Rage. Love wins. And then they have a big light wall. Like the LEDs and everything are amazing. Oh. But Aqua comes backstage. And of course, those are my first CDs. Yeah. And Barbie Girl, obviously. It's a banger, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yes. And they come backstage and I get to hang out with them. And they're really nice. And I'm, you know, looking and they're just pop stars, right? Euro pop stars. It's different.
Yeah.
Straight people in drag, kind of. They're in like sequins. Oh, like, totally. You know,
Eurovision
drag, which is so interesting because they're one of those bands that in America, they seem like they're like one hit wonders, but European and internationally,
Mama.
The Barbie Girl video has, I think, 1.2 billion views on YouTube.
Fuck.
Billion.
Yeah, that's like the little big thing I was telling you about.
And I said, wow, you guys must be having a crazy year with the Barbie movie and everything. And she said, you know what? She said, ever since we started this, every year has been a crazy year. Every year has been bigger and crazier. She said, but because Barbie Girl was so big, people will always mentally think like as a one-hit wonder.
Right.
Even though we've had so many charting hits, which is so interesting.
I mean, it's like they're... So, I mean, that's not...
It must be borderline disheartening to have such a banger so early in your life.
And then it overshadows everything else.
Kind of, and even though that's a compliment, like to have a song that endures is amazing.
Yeah.
If you wrote Whip It or something,
I know.
Great.
I want to write,
anyway, it was, and then she was very nice. She kept wanting to kiss me on the mouth.
With tongue?
Yep. No, not with tongue. But at one point I was DJing, right? And I'm DJing, do-do-do-do-do-do. And I turn and I flip my hair and I go to grab my headphones and I reach over to grab my headphones. She had crawled under the DJ booth and was laying on the floor with her legs open looking up at me. And I was like, oh! And then she got up and was like... And kissed me on the mouth again. And I was like, am I just fucking Aqua tonight? Like,
Mama, is you lost a little bit of weight and you are very sexy.
Everyone wants me. I think this fucking boat, this boat's falling out, isn't it? Whatever.
It's fine. I don't think the boat's the problem.
Oh, no.
Ooh, there ain't no way.
Did you save your season 7 finale look? I love that outfit.
Of course. It's going in the archive or Bianca's Drag Museum or the dumpster, whatever. I was listening to the Russian version of Barbie Girl on the way to the studio the other day. Tili telefon, padayeti dom, nomik nestayashi, ya I blistyashi. It's horrible.
It sounds Japanese.
It sounds crazy. It's horrible.
Do Russian people, when a super pop hit comes out, do Russian people go like, oh, I hope there's a Russian version? Do they care?
I don't think so.
Who's the Russian version for? Who's not listening to the original of that?
Probably me. It's really bad. It's bad. It's bad. All the Russian language songs, like versions of like I Will Survive, Yabutajit.
Yabutajit.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anyways, so how old are they, Aqua?
Think about it. They hit in their 20s in 97. That's got to be, they're going to be in their 50s probably. They looked great.
Speaking of in their 50s, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I fucked a man in his 50s.
Honey!
The days of being a pedo are gone. I'm not a pedo.
He's the pedo now.
He's a pedo. No.
Well, not really. You're 41.
We're peers. Peers. Men fucking men.
So wait a minute, did you find this on the internet?
I found this on the internet.
Grindr.
Yeah, and I had seen his pictures before, and I thought, that's a very handsome man. I would like to do sex to him. Never worked out. And then we hooked up last night, and from the jump, he got out of the car while I was peeking through the door with my little towel on, nude.
Wait a minute. You answered the door naked?
Uh-huh. With a towel on.
Do you think you live at a French beach?
It was like midnight.
Oh, it's the dicking hour.
Also, it wasn't like people weren't trick or treating.
No, but I love that you opened the door. Like, I hope. I hope you had it around the tits with one on your head with a bang piece, and you opened the door and you said,
"Yeah,
are you here to fuck me?"
I had a Harry Potter song. I had Harry Potter glasses with cucumber slices
under the glasses, smashed up against the glass. Fuck. So what? I don't want to be too like, I don't want to violate his privacy, but what was his first and last name?
It was a name I've never fucked before. It was a new name, and his name. Well, I'll just say it's like Richard. Never.
It's picked, like that. It's like not a normal name.
Yes, okay. Normal name. And
what did you like about the sex?
He had a big fucking cock.
Do you like that?
I did.
You know what's funny? I never like, but it was suffer the fool of like, I wish this guy's cock was bigger.
No.
But when it's big, it is exciting.
But it was a big, the shape was like, it was uncut. He was an Englishman, but he's been here for a while. And it was like, it was big. Like, I couldn't get like ram a jamma. We fucked each other.
He fucked you.
Ooh, right.
Yeah. Up your butt.
Up my butt with his ding-a-ling.
You got that dildo going on?
Oh, I got the,
Because you have to dilate.
Into this. I said, before you fuck me, hold on. I tiptoe like Catwoman Anne Hathaway to the bathroom. I stick that jeweled butt plug in. I go back to the bed and I bend over like I dropped something. Ding dong.
So you let him
jewel
know.
Jewel thief. You know, like the jewel, you can see the jewel in my
the
ass.
The police are coming right now for you, bitch. She's in here.
She's
the
in
one
here.
With the jewel of the ocean in her ass.
Yeah. Heart of the ocean.
The hope diamond.
Yeah.
The hopeless diamond. That's your butthole jewel, the hopeless diamond. Fuck. Is that a good drag name, Hope Diamond?
The fart of the ocean. Hope Diamond? Absolutely. That's great, actually.
That's too good for drag queens to think of it.
Yeah,
drag
yeah,
queens
yeah.
are like, I need a wig.
Yeah, I need a dick up my ass.
I need a bump.
No more Anitas.
We don't need to do
no
all that.
No more Ivanas. No more nothing.
Ivana, Anita.
Ivana bumping my dog.
Do you think Mistress Isabel Brooks, do you think her first name is Mistress or Isabel?
The first name Mistress, Isabel maiden name, Brooks married name.
Because I was like, is she Mistress like Mr. and Mrs.?
I think that's
Mistress.
Exactly right.
So would
it's
you go,
Mrs. Kasha
would
you, Davis.
So if she was over there and I want to talk to her, would I go, Isabel? Or would I go,
Mistress.
Mistress.
Mistress, yeah.
Or Mistress Isabel.
Or you'd be like, Mistress Isabel Brooks.
Mistress Isabel Brooks, girl.
To the principal's office.
Girl. Girl.
But let me tell you more about my sex time.
Girl, don't fish out my diamond in the
We found love. A diamond in the rough. No, that's for real.
I love found love in a hopeless place. But do you remember Wendy? I almost said Wendy Williams. Wendy Ho.
Yeah.
I suck your dick in a public place.
Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget. Blow my pussy up like the Taliban.
Blow my pussy up like the Taliban.
That is poetry. I don't
you
care what anybody.
You can fuck me on an airplane. So fierce.
That was lovely. Because I didn't really know the original of that song, which was.
Well, that's how you know good parody.
Yeah.
When DWV did That Boy's a Bottom.
Right.
It erased the original song in my mind.
Yeah, it was, what was that, Wilson Phillips? Dead, found dead.
Oh, yeah. Hold on for, is it Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, exactly. Hold on, right? Hold on was then, so Chow Down.
Chow Down on Chick-fil-A. Parody music.
And it was also like an ironic dig at a Christian, a homophobic chicken company.
Yes.
Very strange.
I love when drag queens do like parodies, but they just download like the shitty karaoke track. So it's like shitty MIDI horns.
Come dump. I hear it and I know.
Padam.
Padam. Padam. I hear it and I know. Padam. Padam. I know you want to take me home. Well, I did. I was like, Siri, play Padam Padam by Kylie Minogue. Padam Padam by Kylie Minogue. Now playing. It's like.
I remember my French teacher said, on the first day of French, she said, it's Madame, not Madame, like Madame foot stuck in the door.
Hello. That's the diva.
Mnemonic devices.
Seriously.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Wait, talk about, wait, so sex.
So, okay, so you thought he was face, body, everything worked.
Everything worked. And it felt good to like, you know, when like a old apex predator sees one of its kind on the savannah, you know, it's like, that's what I felt. I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like stealing eggs out of nests. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're old, we're grizzled, we're here together, we're doing this thing. And he was attracted to me. I gave him a boner. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
You gave him a boner. Yeah. No, did you do fucking, did you suck his dick?
I sucked his dick.
You sucked your
dick. He loved, this is gross. I mean,
did he eat your ass, bitch? Did he rim you? Did he put his tongue up that ass, bitch? Did he tongue that 40-year-old crusty 41? Crevice?
41.
That 40-year-old donut hole?
40.
Jesus.
40 wonderful.
40 wonderful.
Mary, I ate that fucker's. Okay. It was just lovely. It was lovely. In a little conversation? Was peppered in? Peppered in the conversation?
Sort of like local flora and fauna.
Yeah,
local
like,
references.
Like it's like, yo, we were stopped at a long red light. Hey, look at that. Actually, that house was built in 1927 and then we get back to fucking.
So you guys be in the middle of fucking and stop and be like.
Architecture.
I think Florence Pugh needs a new stylist.
Yes.
You know. By the way, she just came out in
who
something.
Who put Anne Hathaway on the red carpet like that? Yeah.
It's funny watching celebrities like get money and get stylists and then doesn't always work out because.
Oh, some, shit.
Like, Margot Robbie has a new stylist for this Barbie tour, and of course, every look is unreal, unreal.
Also, when you have a canvas and Margot Robbie is the canvas,
you have no excuse.
You have to actively sabotage. You have to really try and make that bitch look ugly.
Yeah,
she's like probably one of the top three most gorgeous women in the world.
Yeah, after
I think you and that.
Oh yeah, I thought you said three for a reason. Like there's you, gorgeous devours cute. I wrote down something I want to talk.
Wait,
to
I'm
about.
Still not done talking about my sex life.
Oh, tell me more.
Got romantic, like I do romantic role play. I told you about this before. Like, it's not like, yeah, spit in my face, fag or whatever. Like people do, you know, slap me, throw the microwave at me. It was like boyfriend kind of experience, like super, super intimate.
Oh, it was really, very like, sensual.
Like, I love you. Like not like creepy.
Wait a minute.
Not creepy though. Not creepy though.
Can I just real quick?
No.
Yeah, go ahead. So you thought it was a fun sex thing to say I love you? Now, respect it or I'll take it away again, okay?
Think about what you say before you
speak
into
that microphone.
I wish
I had on the show, like,
that's
whenever
funny.
You talk crazy,
click.
I have a little like, uh-huh.
Click. And it just goes, dee 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 dee. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't like, I love you. It was like, that sounds insane. It just got like, it was
like,
it was like, oh no, it's ah.
So she and I have been obsessed with this. What have we talked about?
I dropped you off. The way I went, repeat. I probably did it, Trixie, 40 times. To a point where like I was like, okay, I need to stop because this is gross.
So there's this song. This is a song called One Hot Pleasure by an artist called Erica Jane.
We played it before.
And the beginning goes like this.
Do it again. It's electric.
Unfortunately, I think that sample sets the song up for, and it doesn't launch.
I know.
Because that sample's so good.
I mean, it's what an intro.
Like a woman in her like it's a upper 40s at the time too, probably upper 40s.
Like when they call your name at the dentist's office.
Guys, Mr. McCook. That is so crazy. That is so amazing. One hot pleasure. It's a great track, but that opening is
It's so good. I have some notes.
It's so out of nowhere. It's like.
Yeah. But also, it's her. She's doing high drag, so I get it. But like.
It's crazy. It's really crazy. We were in the car on the way back to. We went to Malibu and we were just playing it.
Over and over. I'm telling you, when I dropped you off.
That's when it really kicked off, huh?
I was like, am I insane? I don't care. It's just crazy.
Yeah. So how long did the sex go for?
Oh, God, mama. We fucked for hours.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. It was fierce. Oh, I was.
Rebasing.
Red. Red in chest. Like, I'm sorry, neck and chest. Red.
Purple. Yeah.
Purple. Because I just wanted to be like secure and solid, you know?
Yeah.
I was rock hard. You could have hung from my dick off the side of a cliff with one arm. With one arm.
That's fierce.
Yeah.
Can women take Viagra? Because if it's a vasodilator.
What are they, for their fucking, their boners?
Well, no, the pussy gets engorged with blood, which makes it more sensitive. So I wonder if women can take like a vasodilator. If they want like a big Yaz, fat, a big Yaz, fat firm clit.
What's that called? Yaz? Or, Yaz?
Trimex, like, right in the clit lip.
Well, saline filler. Injections in the clit?
No.
Yeah, my friend, let's call him Bob, he would fuck around with this girl who wanted to fuck him in the ass with her injected clit. What? Oh, no, I'm serious.
And that's the sound she would make when she got it in. I have watched a lot of different types of porn with different types of genitals trying to do different things you wouldn't think those genitals would do.
Unexpected.
Let's say it's like an F to M situation. The person with the sort of enlarged clit from hormones and stuff, fucking the other person in the pussy with the large clit. Fucking a pussy with a pussy. Who knew?
Fuck her right in the pussy, parentheses, with a pussy.
But that's what's great about sex. There is no limitations. Your imagination is your limitation.
There's no rules and no boundaries, although there are some age requirements.
Dave and I have been having sex a lot.
You know what? I think I was inspired by you.
You were?
I think, yeah, because you kind of like, you clued me in on what was going on in your sex life. I threw up and then I made some,
I didn't tell you I was wearing this.
Yeah. No, and I was like, huh, I couldn't help but wonder, why was I not having any sex? And yeah, I was like inspired. We got nasty.
Well, we were also in the car and I noticed that you noticed that I was wearing a Packer in the back.
I told Eden she has to wear a Packer.
That is so crazy. Your poor 25-year-old assistant, female assistant, you told her she has to wear a Packer at work. That is so amazing.
Like,
of course it.
Yeah, like you can do mini skirts. There are no modesty rules here, but I got to see that Packer.
You're going to have to put in a Packer. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Honestly, like, I have a few Speedos and I've never worn them.
You've never worn a Speedo?
I'm scared.
Why? You got a big butt. It looked great.
No, it's like an after school special where I get a little confident and I put it on in my house and I look in the mirror and I go, maybe next year. It's always like next year.
You look great in Speedo.
But I have splurged on nice Speedos, cool Speedos, and scared to wear them. But now I've been like, should I just get a Packer and wear that? I mean, if I should be Miss Nasty with my little Speedo
on.
No, the front. Double dick. Double dick Tuesday.
Double dick Donnie goes to Ginger Rogers Beach and lets him have it.
I went to Ginger Beach. Yeah. Ginger Rogers Beach. Yeah. Will Rogers
Beach.
Did
you like it?
I don't care for the ocean. Cold. Not getting cold water. The ocean water's cold, Mary.
The Pacific Ocean?
If somebody describes the water as exhilarating, I'm not interested.
Well, see, I'm used to like Maine and Massachusetts. Yeah. But Maine, Massachusetts Beach, that's like 60, 50s.
No, I know. Not Cape Town. Cape Cod, like P-Town.
Yeah.
People jumping in that ocean. I'm like, for
it's
what?
It's cold plunge.
And crabs running around in P-Town. In the ocean. If you go step in the ocean, you can see them running around. Like, it's scary. What if they clipped on my nipple? And then
jellyfish?
I have to jerk off. Are your nipple, wait a minute. Are your nipples sensitive?
That was a topic last night during the sex.
Okay.
He had like hard nipples.
Can I ask, did he have the old guy nipple play thing?
Not quite. It's National Geographic. It was more National Anthem like Lana Del Rey than it was like National Geographic. But it was like, you know.
It was an international anthem.
They were perky, but not obscene. And they weren't sensitive. Yeah. But we were sucking each other's titties.
Because a lot of the guys are putting like penis pumps, like a Hoover. They put the Dyson up to their nipple.
Breast pump.
Honey.
They're breast pumping like girl. Hand that rocks the cradle.
It's really, really crazy. Yeah. And then what I love is when guys say, are your nipples wired?
Wired! Like electrician came in. Wired? An electrician came in and like did a dimmer switch in your lip. It's like,
are your nipples wired? What do you mean? You look down and there's a car battery hooked up to your nipples. What are you talking
clear.
About? Yeah. Wired?
Well, I know a friend of mine, like he has extremely sensitive nipples. Like, and I'm like, really? Like you could make him come by touching his nipples. It's crazy.
I know someone like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, I covet others, that. Yeah.
But for me, I do hate when, okay, let's say you like your nipples played with.
Uh-huh.
If we hooked up, which would never happen, no matter. That'll be the sound. If you have sensitive nipples, you would start touching my nipples. And then I have to stop the sex and go, I hate to tell you, my nipples are, it's just like, it's not sexy.
It's a bucket of dead fish down there.
For me, they don't feel sexy. You could be touching my shoulder. It's just skin.
Uh-huh.
Whereas some guys I know, like.
That's a great tone to engage with.
They turn hard in 2 seconds. Yeah. That's such a crazy sound.
It's so funny. It doesn't start a song. It really does not particularly signify good or bad. It could be evil.
But you know what I mean?
Like, it's not.
Malevolent. It's malevolent. It's malevolent.
Malignant. It's malignant.
It's malignant. Yeah, it's malignant. It's malevolent. Yeah. I wonder.
Fuck.
Listen, I can applaud in music when people make strong choices. That's a strong choice.
Well, listen, there's so much competition. And when you're not like an established musician, you're a housewife, you really need to make a splash on the international
music scene.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not everyone has had a number one dance single. You and I have, of course.
Of course we have. And we are, you know, just. Mm-hmm. Well, I just think she should have said it. Should have repeated it.
Do you want to fuck that guy again?
Oh, here's the thing. Absolutely. I would love to.
I would love for you to date someone your age.
Are you kidding? I'm not going to say I manifested this because that's insane. That's insane, right? We don't manifest things. We look for them and then we pursue them.
Mary,
and then, mama.
Imagine being at home with like, I don't know, a pack of frozen blueberries and be like, I manifested this. No, bitch, you went to Gelson's.
You did yummy.com delivery in 30 minutes or less. That's right. Not manifestation. That's
I manifested
food delivery.
A husband. No, yeah. You dated him for years.
Yeah. I scrolled Grindr for 45 minutes and then asked everybody to have sex with me.
And
this is the
finally,
one guy who would.
The oldest living person did. What is he? Who would play him?
Oh, great question.
It's funny to say that unironically.
Great question. Yeah, it would be...
Pierce Brosnan. Holman Domingo.
Okay, you get out of here.
Why? You're not fucking... You don't like
Pierce
Brosnan?
No, that's who it is. I don't know.
You're fucking Pierce Brosnan.
He doesn't look like
Abigail
him, but that's
Breslin.
What came into my head. That's weird.
It's not weird.
It's not weird. Why?
I'm psychic.
That's the only person...
We've talked about it.
No, but like, it's like, think of a number between 1 and 60. You picked the number.
I'm psychic.
Okay. But he doesn't look like Pierce Brosnan. That's what's creepy about this.
So why did you think of Pierce Brosnan?
I don't know, but you said it. You read my mind. Isn't that bizarre?
No.
I guess it's not that bizarre. You manifested
it. Who would play him?
I would say, I'm going to say, I can't think of it right now, but in Get Out, Bradley Cooper, but he's not that blonde.
Wow.
Not Bradley Cooper. Bradley Whitford.
And you think Bradley Cooper's in Get Out?
Bradley Whitford.
Do you think all white people look the same? Wow. Why don't you get out?
I will, and I'll go inhabit the body of a black man.
Yeah, that was my takeaway from Get Out, is that all white people look the same.
All white people look the same, and they have horrible deficient genetics, and they want to snatch those black, beautiful bodies.
Well, between that movie and Hereditary, I love anything where old white people are the villain. Creepy villains.
Mama.
Creepy old white people.
Creepy pasta.
The old white... naked people in Hereditary, nothing's more chilling.
Except
that's you and him meeting to congregate.
That's me naked, taking a break, looking at my garden through the glass window.
Smiling.
I feel for the person who sees that. because they will be terrified to their bones. They will be chilled to their bones.
I would
chilled to the bones.
I would say if they do see that though, they're trespassing in your backyard.
No. You can see like the house up there, the house up there. They just see a fucking
Jessica Biel deserves better.
Yeah, she does.
Sandy, is she your neighbor?
No, Sandy Bullock lived there before she was super famous across the street. We got Jimi Hendrix back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Stevie Nicks was up top. Wow. Lindsay Lohan rented. The facade of my house is famously featured in the opening scene of The Bling Ring.
I can't tell if you're joking.
I'm being serious. I mean, these aren't funny jokes. These aren't funny, what I'm saying. So.
Well, it's kind of your usual thing, isn't it?
Jai-ho!
Jai-ho! So you want to see this guy again. He's in his 50s. He obviously has a job.
Mm-hmm.
Months from retirement, which is great.
He had cancer. He had, so.
Well, that's good. He got it out of the way.
We had surgery 2 days apart. Isn't that crazy? Same doctor, Dr. Snibby. No, I'm just kidding.
I think that's how.
No, but we did
I think that's how Ben and Jennifer met.
It's kind of it's kind of weird. I was like, I mentioned the hip thing because I was fucking him. And I was like, I need to take a break.
The
grinding of metal against wood beat steel. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you know. And he I have a fucking kidney cancer or whatever. And I was like,
during sex?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, say it again. I'm almost going to come. You know, oh, who is your dog? Who's your PCP? Do you have Blue Cross? Oh, no.
Oh, silver PPO plan.
No. But he had an operation. Like I showed him my scar. He showed, you know, operation. He asked me randomly, when did you have it? And I said the date. And he had it 2 days before. Isn't that strange?
You showed him your scar?
Well, I was naked.
Or did you show him your gash?
Oh, he was inside the gash. If you don't have cash, you can't pound this gash.
Lady Bunny tweeted today.
I hate to be so blunt, but a lady must be up front. No cash, no cunt. You don't know that one?
No.
It's Varla G. It's so good.
Lady Bunny tweeted today, Billy Porter broke up with his husband of 6 years, and I'm still trying to figure out who gave me crabs. What? She tweeted that today.
Oh, dreams and nightmares. That's Lady Bunny.
What does the guy do for a living? Can you say?
I will not. I'll say it off the air. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he works for Fox News and he's a big MAGA supporter.
Oh, it's Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
Are you fucking Fucker Carlson?
Fucker Carlson.
Fucker Carlson. I wrote down a couple things because I have to talk to you about something.
Okay. Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard.
No, bitch. I watched this new show.
What?
Okay. You just got to follow me because you know on TV sometimes they choose a sensational name for the show to get you to watch?
Oh my God. Is it with like...
It'll be called like Pig Fuckers or something. Like it will just be called something crazy. This is a show called Crack Addicts. And...
That's it?
No, it's called Crack Addicts.
But this is not... But
it's not intervention. It's a chiropractic clinic. It's like the Dr. Pimple Popper of chiropractic clinics. So Dave and I are like, crack addicts? So you're telling me the show with crackheads is called Intervention. And the show with back cracking is called Crack Addicts? And I kept forgetting the name, so I kept being like, what's that show, Crackheads? Cracky?
Cracky.
I watched it, and it was, of course, like, you know, satisfying because it's people who have, like, ailments, yes, and she cracks the shit out of their bodies and helps them. And the storytelling was so good. I got so invested. I started out like, let's watch a show called Crack Addicts. That's funny.
Yeah, and then you're like,
after the adjustments, I was like, she's a mom and she needs to be able to move so she can keep up with her kids ever since she lost her husband. I got so into it. But I thought the word Crack Addicts for the name of a TV show is out of pocket.
It is absolutely out of pocket. It's Trisha.
What show are you on? Oh, I'm on this show called Crackheads.
I'm what binging is it? Crack Addicts.
Crack Addicts.
Yeah, we're binging.
We're binging Crack I'm at home binging Crack Addicts.
Yeah, Crack Addicts.
But I also can really applaud the marketing.
Of course, it's sensational.
Because the show is for people who
love crack. Cracks.
Back cracks.
Yeah. Like cracks are really satisfying.
I mean, but Crack Addicts, can you believe that? Intervention's called Intervention.
They should call it Butt, comma, Cracks. But cracks? No, but here's the thing about whatever the noun is. It's like not...
I think it's chiropractiana.
Chiropractic, yeah. It's like, it's not snake oil.
It's not snake oil.
It's not medical school. Like, this is not like a...
They're not doctors? Is that stupid?
No. No, they're not doctors.
So do doctors, like... Doctors look down on chiropractors, or they like it?
Many of them do.
Really?
Absolutely. They think they're charlatans.
Do you think they are?
I think that a lot of them are. Doesn't that fall into the body work? Yeah. I mean, I think there's more precision and training involved in this one rather than, you would argue, Reiki, where it's more like energetic and a little bit more nebulous.
Yes.
Or acupuncture, which is like more, you know, Eastern, esoteric. But like chiropractor, when they're just yanking you and saying because your bones are out of joint, I don't know. A lot of people who are like very clued in to the medical community are like, that's bullshit.
Well,
it probably feels great though, until you break your collarbone during an adjustment.
Yeah. I have issues with my SI joint, as you know. Remember on tour, it was bothering me, where your back connects to your pelvis.
Yeah.
And my friend Kendon, who always does my massages, he sent me a bunch of videos that he got from his doctor friend about how to like release your SI joint at home, like so you can feel like a pop. I did the exercises the other day after days
SI
of
joint.
Pain.
SI joint is like, it doesn't even move though.
Days of pain.
Gone.
I got on the floor. I got the roller out and did the activities. The pain was instantly gone.
Oh, that's great.
I've run every day since with zero pain. I'm not saying that means chiropractors are real.
No.
But adjusting, stretching, realigning is real.
Sure. And also we're like hunched. I mean, we're living lives hunched with our necks like bent forward over
Mary,
the phone.
I've been holding my phone like this because I'm like, I look so crooked. I'm like,
Yeah.
Let me text you.
This one. Yeah.
It's horrible.
I found myself walking like into a wall at home, like on the, you know what I mean? It's crazy.
It's not right.
And it's normal for those Gen Zs. They need to really like realign that behavior. Maybe with a chiropractor. You did. I don't know. Did you see the hot guy chiropractor on YouTube or Instagram? He did, what's her face? A Drag Race girl recently. Jada.
I love everyone.
No, you don't.
I love everyone. But I'm going to tell you what I'm never going to do.
What?
Get veneers, get a hairline surgery, get a chiropractic treatment in exchange for you taping it and putting it on the internet.
Oh, okay. So I
like a little bit of privacy when it comes to these things.
I had the same thing with the microblading. I felt very on the fence about it. Very on the fence about like trading.
I'd rather just pay for it.
I know.
I'd rather just pay for it.
I know.
Because I don't know what's going to happen to that content. It's my body. It's personal.
I feel the same way.
I have no way of knowing how much business that brings someone. So I have no way of knowing what the value is of what I'm giving you.
Or if it's going to flop.
Whereas with dollars, I know you want $1,000. Great. Whatever. You know, I have to tell you about something else. Okay. I get calls from Hilton, Paris.
Perez?
Kathy Hilton calls me. No, my name is Bella Hadid. I get calls from them for telemarketing. And the other day I was at CVS picking up
Viagra.
Yes. And I was like outside and this guy calls me and I had just finished a run and he calls me and he goes, "Hey, I know you work hard. I got a great vacation package for you." Like I said, and I'm not good at hanging up the phone.
You're not?
No. So I'm trapped in your own phone that you pay for? But I don't know how to hang up at a telemarketer without feeling rude.
You'd be like, "Oh my God." Then you'd hang up.
I guess.
Yeah.
So
he's got a gun.
He goes, "Where are you going to go?" I said, "To where?" He goes, "Las Vegas." And I go, "You called the wrong person." I said, "I'm not going to Las Vegas." I said, "I live in Los Angeles, which is more beautiful than fucking Vegas."
Yeah, fuck out of here.
I said, "What else you got?"
Mizzou, Montana.
I just wanted to see what else he was going to recommend. I said, "What else you got?"
Try again, honey.
He mentioned, and then I forget what he said next. And I said, "I travel for a living. I don't want to go anywhere."
You chewed him out.
Yeah. And then I said, "What else you got?"
Yeah. He's a big hard dick you want to fuck me with?
He said, "What about Fort Lauderdale in Florida?" I said, "Do you know what the politics in Florida?"
Mama.
I said, "It's borderline illegal to be gay in Florida." I said, "I'm gay."
Yeah.
And I waited for him to answer and he paused and he goes, "Well, I don't know much about the politics in Florida." And I go, "Well, let me tell you." And I started launching into a whole tirade about the politics
of Florida. You held him hostage.
Eventually, yeah, because I was like, "I need you to decide to never call me
again. You're 0-3. I'm going to make sure you never dial this number again."
I don't have the heart to say like, "Leave me alone, fucker." But I don't know why that voice. "Leave me alone, you little pig fucker. Don't ever call me again, you little pig fucker." So, "Leave me alone, you little pig fucker." A telemarketer calling him a pig fucker and hanging up.
Yeah. Like, maybe we'd love to take this opportunity. "You pig fucker."
Yeah. Yeah. We'd like to offer you a package. "I bet you would like that, you little fucker." So then finally I go, "Well, I live in Los Angeles." And I
fuck pigs all day. Sorry.
And I didn't know what to say other than, "I also am very fortunate where I can afford to travel anywhere I want. So you should call someone else with this deal. Because if I want to go somewhere, I'll go somewhere." So I said, like, I'm not a good person for you to pitch this to. Okay. You should call someone else now.
And this was a cold call.
Yes, and that's how I got him off the phone was like, like, as a salesperson, I want to coach you into calling people who actually fit that deal.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to Vegas.
You're bitchy. You're helpful. You're and you just move them on to the next.
Yeah. I said, good luck to you.
Yeah.
As salesperson to salesperson, good luck to you.
Yeah. Good luck.
And don't forget, before you sell
and
it,
have a great day.
You got to buy it yourself.
That's true.
I'm also like, sir, would you go to Florida? Like, I was like, do you want to go to Florida? Do you realize what you're selling?
Yeah. Do you know? He's like, do you want to smell that? The shit coming out of your mouth right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you want to go to Florida? I'm like, do you want to go visit the Titanic?
Well,
like, apparently I'd rather some go down there to the Titanic than go to Florida.
Yeah. I'd rather go down there and drown with a group of fucking yuppies.
I don't want to be insensitive to all that because, my God, how horrible. That's people's moms and daughters and friends.
No.
That.
Those people were made in a laboratory. Can I touch your hand? They were made in a laboratory.
We have no business down there.
In
we
the
have
ocean?
No business down there
we
in
don't.
The ocean.
I agree.
We don't need to go to
on
the
Mars?
Moon.
On Mars? Thank you.
And we don't need to go to the ocean.
Say it again.
And we also need to go to Florida. You know, like, Florida's the middle and still the worst, but we don't need to be on the moon.
Moon?
Which is great because I don't think we ever went there.
Jupiter?
That's a whole other story.
Florida. Or, yeah, the deep Mariana Trench.
We don't Miss Mariana? Need to be scraping. They say something like 90% of the ocean's
undiscovered.
Explored.
Yeah. Dark and horrible.
We have no business down there.
No business at all.
Stay in your lane.
There's no timeshares. There's spooky fish. There's high pressure.
What do you think about peeing in the ocean?
Peeing in the ocean, like, or being in the ocean?
We were at the beach the other day and we had to pee and I didn't want to pee in the ocean. So what? I walked to the convenience store to pee. Oh,
that's a little crazy.
And David got in the ocean and peed. I said, that seems...
I love it.
If I was a fish, it'd be like,
right,
who's that?
Right up the pee hole?
They look funny. What are they doing? Are they pissing in here? Like, the well, human got in the ocean to piss and leave?
What do you think they're doing?
I guess they're pissing.
I mean, they'd go
and
to the convenience
it.
Store if they could, I guess. But they're, I heard like a not, perhaps not true, like, fact about this fish that's like attracted to urea, the chemical in urine, and it's like, it goes straight up your dick hole when wow. you pee. And I think that was just like a wives' tale. People say not to pee in pool, you know.
Fish
whatever.
Can't swim up piss holes?
No, these tiny little like long fish, like little teeny swordfish, they go straight up the dick hole. In
sounding.
There. Sounding in the ocean.
Yeah.
The sound of the ocean.
Yeah, it's the sound of music. Do you ever want a sound? You want to stick pipe cleaners up there?
I, knitting needles in my dick hole? It, at my age?
That's one of those behaviors where I go, it's Adam and Eve, not
Adam
and
Steve.
Steve.
Well, it's just like, I love, it's like, baseball's great. I can't, no, that's not a metaphor. That metaphor doesn't work. But like, I don't.
We can go to the bar and get a drink, but I don't need to drink bleach.
Yeah, I will do the ice bucket challenge, but you're not going to drop me off a helicopter in Antarctica with no coat.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's
yes.
That's not.
Wait, do you know about Mount Everest?
I do.
Did we talk about this?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about it in private. In private. We talked about people frozen. People try to climb Mount Everest and just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And frozen.
And hopefully you just, the only, you know, it's an undignified like way to die, but you just hope that your final pose is something fierce. You know?
Oh, like, you hope it's like a top model. Like,
yeah, it's like. Yeah.
Have you ever watched Top Model?
I watched it while it was on the air.
Dave and I were watching season one from the beginning of the day.
It is
well,
wild.
The budget is so fierce. You have about six judges around a card table, a folding card table
in a garage.
The lighting situation is one flickering bulb, and then the TV where they show them, let's show you your best look,
is a wheeled out.
It's a 14-inch, not even flat screen TV.
A small fat back.
It's on one of those like high school multimedia. Yes. Like someone, the teacher rolls the multimedia thing.
And you watch it. Yeah. Everybody falls asleep. Yeah. Oh my God. It's crazy. Humbling.
It's really crazy.
But Tyra is unlike no other.
She goes for it.
She
pulls no punches.
She swings hard, big and wild.
Yes.
And it's often to a very horrifying effect, you know?
And you know, there was a season, David was telling me there was a season where the judge was Twiggy. And at the top of the season, they were like, you know, Twiggy, part of how she broke through was having this iconic nickname. So this season, we're going to give you all iconic nicknames. And I'm sure some of them were like Legs, Duchess. David said one of them went by her last name and her model name was Houlihan. What the fuck is that? Oh, what fucking stop the runway, Houlihan.
Work it, Benihana.
Like, what the fuck is that? What would be your model name?
Goulia.
Yeah.
Goulia. Gholia.
I think I would want something really, like a hot first name. Like, well, I guess if you become iconic as a model, then you're Tyra. Yeah. You're Adriana.
I love, I just love the regular names like Karen Elson or like Kristen McMenemy, Kate yes. Moss. Kate Moss is probably the best. Kate Moss, Naomi Campbell is probably the best like model names.
I love on the top model because it's always a bunch of, it's a mix, right?
Kate
There's always
Moss.
Bona fide natural born models where they've never really done it. And in front of the camera, it's like flawless and you're like, wow. But there's always one or two. I'm going to say Hooters girls.
Okay.
There's always one or two like actual men's calendar just jugs yeah. and like. And the prompt is to like. And every picture, they're like.
Just like spitting on their tits.
It's just and jugs with cum together. On them. And they have their pussy, two fingers spread yes. out. And they're like, so it was a mascara ad.
And you spat on your tits. I noticed you kept drooling on your breasts, which were exposed yeah. to sell the mascara. Yeah.
So the prompt was for you to dress like a homeless person, which is the type of thing they do.
Yeah, they did.
And you chose to walk in with clamps on both nipples.
And a dildo up your ass.
And you proceeded to walk in and ask Mike Ruiz if his nipples were wired.
And then you had Jill Ben-Simone put a car battery up to his dick.
Oh, it is fuck. So crazy. I love.
Oh, fuck. It was
models
wild.
Models have a different life.
A different life? A very different
Tall,
life.
Rail thin.
Yeah. Well, and, striking. Like we talked about it before. Like, a lot of them are boot nasty ugly. Like, yeah. like scary looking. But like, you know, like.
Yeah. But Tyra, you know, I'd never seen that show till COVID and watching it as an adult.
Oh, is the whole
Everyone thing. Watches it like nostalgia, but watching it for me the first time is, even if I'm in the room alone, it's a lot of me like.
Is anybody else seeing this? Yeah.
She is.
Watch her talk show. You will curl your hair. It will curl. Wait,
do you remember when she
hair.
Had Westboro Baptist Church on? And she goes, what did you guys call me earlier?
A fag enabler.
Ooh, what's that? What's a fag enabler?
She wants, she's like, yeah, say it again. She wanted to say faggot.
Yeah.
She wanted to say it so bad.
She's like, you hear that, Miss J? They said faggot.
They said, get the faggot off the TV. I'm not watching that.
What do you think of Miss J?
Miss
the,
J.
The runway coach.
So there was,
she drags those
Janice,
girls.
Janice, Miss Jay Alexander, and then Tyra.
Well,
then,
Tyra was a little bit rude. She'd
was
be
it
like,
Sheil? No, what's the guy's name? Nigel, the photographer.
Well, it was Kamora Lee Barker. Simmons, too, was in the first season.
Oh, right.
The owner of Baby Fat. And
so was Janice the second season?
No, Janice was in one. Because Tyra would be like, yeah, you really got in there. And, you know, we were kind of disappointed. And then Kamora would say something really like, you know, as a client, we would want you to be able to sell the product. And then they cut to Janice and she'd be like, you just look fucking. Janice would be like, you have a big square jaw. You have no tits.
Yeah. And then those droopy eyes and those fucking shoulders. That's all I can see. What's wrong with you? Go work at a construction site, brick.
Meanwhile, Janice's eyebrows are vertical. Vertical. Janice is, of course, gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
Gorgeous.
The original even in her, supermodel.
I'm just going to say, Caitlyn
Jenner.
This is not bad to her.
Yeah.
Even in her heavy-handed 2000s plastic surgery,
yeah.
she still is Gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
But she turns him and goes like, you look like you had to fart.
She's a, no, it's that's what you want to see in a show like that, though. You don't see, you don't buttering
when you
up like.
When you uncross your legs, yeah. I expected to see testicles.
Yeah. What was all that fish in your pussy?
Yeah. What about the
wood chips in your ass?
Yeah. And she'll say, in the first season, she was saying things like, you know, a little flabby for modeling.
Oh,
you know, like
my
she's.
God.
Yes.
Well, she's like, she's just the voice of the incorrect, politically incorrect voice of like the casting department.
But how are we going to have a discussion about bodies and faces and modeling without critiquing bodies and faces?
Right.
So I don't actually think that show by nature is meant to cross some lines
yes.
when it comes to commenting on people's bodies.
And it's an indictment of the industry, right?
Because
these are the rules, this is what's established, and we're not necessarily looking at why or challenging it, but that's the way it is, and that's kind of tough shit. But like, so.
Yes, it's like, it wasn't unlike the opening of Triangle of Sadness when that guy's at that casting call.
It's worse. That was, Triangle of Sadness was actually kind of tame.
Yeah.
You know, Janice, Dick, and your son.
No matter how gorgeous, I don't know if I could be the type of person where like,
no.
Because you could say shit about, by the way, you could say shit about this drag and I'd be like,
yeah. You could say a lot of shit
that's
about
my,
that drag.
That's drag.
Yeah.
But when it's like, your job is your body and your body's your livelihood and your face.
But also,
they're just like,
in your body and your face are selling the $1 million global brand that needs to be at the cutting edge of fierce and like fashion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I watched those like cheesy, corny runway videos where like it's Naomi Campbell versus Bella Hadid or whatever. And it's, I don't have that, obviously, but like that walk, that confident walk,
the bounce.
I mean, it's like, I am that girl. Like this pussy is red hot. And if you try to finger me, you're going to pull back bones.
I feel that when flesh. I'm doing like a runway.
Oh, I never
but
do.
I know I don't look it, but yeah. I feel it.
I've never felt that.
You don't?
No, because I can't give it. I give lobster who's been like declawed and let out of the tank.
To go live a sedentary life.
And dies on the way back to the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
What do you think about turtles being like born in the sand and finding their own way back to the ocean?
100 years old, these turtles sometimes. 100 years
old. Not the babies.
No, no, the oldies.
Yeah.
They can live up to 100. Tortoises.
Cold-blooded animals, more instincts. Mammals, everything has to be taught to us. Lizards and shit, they know.
Lizard brain, right?
They know.
Automatic.
If anybody cares, I'm in season 7 drag because of a video I did today. So that will be coming down the pike. So enjoy that.
Yeah, please enjoy that at your own risk.
Enjoy that,
bitch.
Okay, ooh, and go see Kelly Mantle. She's going on tour.
KellyMantle.com for tickets. Your mind will be blown and maybe your dick as well.
Work.
Bye.